This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller urges residents of inner city communities to participate in community renewal program. Education Ministry to finalize payments of administrative fees to all public schools by Friday. And KSAC to launch its interactive mobile technology application, Love Clean KSA. Details after the break.
The Minimum Wage Advisory Commission is reviewing the national minimum wage and minimum wage for security guards. Members of the public are invited to submit in writing their comments, suggestions, or proposals for consideration. Send recommendations no later than Friday, August 30 to Latoya Makati, Secretary, Minimum Wage Advisory Commission, Ministry of Labor and Social Security, 1F North Street, Kingston. Persons submitting recommendations may be asked to appear before the Commission in support of their written recommendations.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has urged residents from 19 inner-city communities in Kingston to fully participate in the Community Renewal Program, CRP. This follows Wednesday's meeting with members of Parliament, representatives from local government and the residents. The meeting was held ahead of the launch of Phase 1 of the CRP.
We can take any of the 19 communities represented here today and you will find a common set of problems. We have targeted all these problems for intervention. And one purpose of this consultation is to refine the strategy. I therefore urge stronger stakeholder action. My administration will continue leading the community renewal process, but government action alone is not sufficient. Government's action must be linked to community and stakeholders' action.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott speaking on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The Community Renewal Program aims to provide a platform for the coordination and improvement of service delivery to targeted communities in a bid to enhance social transformation, strengthen governance, and reduce crime. The Ministry of Education is finalizing the payment of all administrative fees to public schools for the coming school year. Speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday, Chief Education Officer Grace McLean said schools can begin checking their accounts for the funds by this Friday.
The tuition grant, as well as other fees that are provided by the Ministry of Education, will be lodged to the school's account by the end of this week. The janitorial grants have already been uploaded into the institution's accounts, and so we expect that as of Friday of this week, all schools will have their available funds to do the necessary preparation that would be left to be done.
Mrs. McLean adds that nutrition and school feeding grants for students on the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education Path are scheduled to be sent to schools by the first week of September. In the meantime, the Chief Education Officer is also reporting that all primary and high schools are to receive their textbooks from the ministry by the end of August.
The ministry is spending a total of $893 million on textbooks at the primary as well as the secondary level for this year. Delivery has started within our schools and we expect that the delivery will be completed by August 30 so that the books can be distributed to our students for the new school year.
Mrs. McLean is encouraging school administrators to ensure that books supplied by the ministry are not included on their supplementary book lists to help parents avoid the unnecessary purchase of textbooks. And come Tuesday, August 27, the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, will officially launch its interactive mobile technology application, Love Clean KSA, in the Halfway Tree Square. The application allows for real-time reporting on issues such as illegal buildings, uncollected garbage, streetlight malfunction, illegal signs and billboards, and other related issues. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown Burke, says it will allow the corporation to respond to reports in a timely manner. She says where the matter reported falls outside the remit of the KSAC, the corporation will forward the information to the relevant authorities.
Our aim is to improve efficiency and effectiveness by integrating technology with our operations and by ensuring that we have the broadest partnership with our other stakeholders.
Senator Brown Burke was speaking during the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation's council meeting in downtown Kingston on Tuesday. Persons wishing to download the application should visit lovecleankSA.org or ksac.gov.jm. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.